This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, December 19th, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest is Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman. The Arkansas Republican tells host Lydia Johnson that it speaks well of President Trump to provide bridge assistance to struggling farmers.
Well, I think it said a lot that the president took the time to make the announcement himself.
Bozeman acknowledged there are calls for additional assistance even before the dollars have been allocated. Bozeman says more funds may be needed.
But I left the door open and said that let's essentially look and see how this affects things. But I think Congress, you know, will be willing to step up and help if we need to in the future. And he nodded to that. And we talked a little bit about that before. I think the question is, you know, is if we need to, and I think we probably will, you know, how much will that be? We're working with Congressman Thompson, Chairman Thompson in the House to figure out a path forward. But I think most people feel like because of the unique generational situation that we're in now with high input cost, very low commodity prices, our markets not being as good as we'd like, all of those kind of things, it's made it very, very difficult. So I think the commitment's there. I think that Congress will step. Question is how much, and we'll be figuring that out in the next few weeks.
Bozeman says the summer budget reconciliation will help farmers, but assistance is still weeks away.
This is really not sustainable over a very long period of time. I think that what we did in reconciliation will go a long way to helping in the future as far as the risk management tools that they need. But the real priority is, you know, what do we do? You know, we can't keep throwing money at it. How do we increase our markets? What do we do to get farmers in a sustainable position?
Bozeman says over 80% of farm bill programs were covered by budget reconciliation, but there is still farm policy work to be done.
On the other hand, we've got things left that were policy components that we couldn't do in reconciliation. We're going to be working on that also right after the first of the year.
Policy analysts say Democrats would use the debate on a new farm bill to restore SNAP funds that were cut this summer. Bozeman says he's not opposed to approving fragments of farm policy. Peter Brockman with USA Rice Federation says their losses are unsustainable.
We don't know exactly what it's going to be yet. We've seen several projections out there. Our losses this year are expected to be $364 per acre on average, and our cost of production is over $1,300 per acre. And so when you look at those two figures compared to most of the other row crops, we certainly are in a position where our farmers are going to see huge losses, and we'd like to see a good portion of that, not all of it, recouped through some sort of economic assistance this year. And so the aid that's coming out is very, we're thankful for that, and we're looking forward to seeing what our rates are next week. But we also realize that when you look at total losses across all commodities and at rice specifically, that that's not going to get us even close to being made.
Dennis Nuxall with Western Growers says the $1 billion out of $12 billion of bridge assistance is not proportional to what specialty crop farmers have lost.
Well, you know, from our experience, we account for about half to a third of all the crop value in the United States. So getting access to $1 billion out of a $12 billion package isn't really quite the same level of equity. We also have experienced in our sector losses.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.